Researchers at Stony Brook University have found that a significant number of first responders to the 9/11 World Trade Center disaster are experiencing cognitive impairment. WSHU's Bill Buckner reports that such impairment has long been considered a leading risk factor for Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia.
Nearly 13% of the responders, 104 of them, had definite evidence of cognitive decline, and that 1.2%, or 10 people, already had possible dementia, according to Newsday. The study published Monday found the impairment to be most evident among responders who suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, a common reaction in those who responded to the terror attacks. The study also shows that responders who had a history of major depressive disorder were at risk for cognitive impairment. The study appeared in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia, Diagnosis, Assessment, and Disease Monitoring. Bill Buckner, WSHU News.